Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dan Cook, could you tell the audience who we are playing right here?
This would be the Foo Fighters, Chad.
Do we play the Foo Fighters every single day in the
every
2 o'clock hour?
Every single day at 2 o'clock. Yes, sir.
Why do we do that, Dan?
Because it's an amazing song.
Yeah. And they're an amazing band.
Absolutely.
But you know what the University of Minnesota is saying to the Foo Fighters?
Don't need you.
Lose our number.
Dead to us.
We don't need you. We're just going to walk away from millions of dollars over a simple policy. So on this one, I am 100% team Foo Fighters. The U of M, with vaccine mandates all over the place, but they don't have a vaccine mandate for Gopher football. So they decided to stay consistent, even though in their normal incompetent self, the University of Minnesota, they had already announced that the Foo Fighters were coming. Then they decided to do this thing, Dan, called reading the contract, where the Foo Fighters, like other acts, have said, we are saying if you want us, a vaccine mandate is in play. You're going to have to show that you're vaccinated. By the way, when that took place at the X, when our guy Harry Styles came to town, by all accounts, there was no problem whatsoever. So venues can alter things, Dan. They can change from act to act. They can stay consistent. So the U of M decided to stay consistent after they foolishly were a part of the announcement first, but then actually read the agreement and have now said no to the Foo Fighters. They should be ripped for their incompetence on this. Know what you're a part of before you're a part of the announcement. And oh, by the way, and it's outside. I got it. Let's break the news. Shocking. Huntington Bank is outside. We are much safer, not guaranteed, but much safer seeing an outside show. I've been to multiple shows the last few months where I was required to show my vaccination status. I have no problem with that. Would I personally, if the concert was today and it was outside at the Hunt, would I go to it? I would. And I am a little more cautious than others because of my son, my youngest son, and the fact he is immune compromised. But outside, I would go. The U of M, it's just, to quote my father, they could screw up a one-car funeral. They're just so brilliant at stepping on themselves. So this is an enormous chunk of change that the U of M is walking away from. Hopefully, we still get the Foo Fighters, but there's no guarantee because these venues are not always available. Got to check, see if the Twins, check and see if any of the Twins are playing next year. We got the push for the new amphitheater in Minneapolis on the river. That's not going to be done yet. It's not going to be big enough. How about Allianz? They have not had a concert yet, have they?
I'm just going to ask that question, yeah.
I don't think so. Mm. That's a spectacular venue. The problem is it's a lot smaller than the Hunt. U.S. Bank, there's a better chance U.S. Bank is available. But, man, the sound quality.
Oof.
I mean, just no comparison. Mm-hmm. I've seen multiple shows at Huntington Bank. Sound quality was fabulous. Two pretty recognizable bands, Rolling Stones and U2. Let me put my shoulder back in socket. Mm. And Foo Fighters. I think the Foo Fighters probably can afford a nice setup, wouldn't you think?
My guess is their sound rig would be pretty good, yes.
Put in the policy. Make the accommodation for health, when, by the way, the U of M is always talking about. Get vaccinated. Wear your mask. But a ban, which could easily, whatever it would be, 45, you know, when you're blocking off the one end, the open end, the 40 to 45,000, you think the Foo Fighters would have any problem whatsoever getting 45,000 people to show up with their vaccination cards?
No, not at all.
Zero. And there's not a lot of bands who can pull that off. So just foolishness for the U of M. Another sad, sad day with the shooting at Oxford, in Oxford, Michigan, at Oxford High School. Three people, all believed to be students, killed in this shooting. Six others wounded, includes a teacher, suspect in custody. Footage just moments ago on multiple cable networks showing the paramedics bringing people out on gurneys. It's just another day in America, Dan. Just another day in America where a shooting takes place at a high school. And the details all matter. And very limited information. Three people, students, who knows, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. Their lives have ended. And we got to learn the details. But I know what we'll do is we'll have grief. We'll have sadness, and these families will never, ever be the same. And we'll talk about a lot of things, but nothing will change, right, Dan? Nothing will change.
No.
And again, the particulars matter. The particulars matter. And one does not mean the same, but there a lot of times is a correlation. So we'll feel awful for these families. We'll sit there and shake our heads about if it turns out mental health is a part of it, or gun availability, or lack of security. And maybe with that school, something will change. But for those families, it'll never be the same. But in a broader sense, will we change anything, Dan? Because you know the answer. It's no.
Of course not. Of course not. Adam has always said, and he's been spot on with this, if we aren't going to change anything when somebody walks into a room of kindergartners and mows them down, then nothing else that's going to happen is going to cause us to change anything. We're just
embarrassing.
Addicted to our guns in this country, and it doesn't matter what happens or how many people get hurt. You know, just don't come for our guns. Can I give you a?
We're better at
nugget?
Mental health, but we're still so far away.
Yeah, for sure.
Jump in
before we go to break. Can I give you a quick Twins nugget?
Yeah. Hold on a second. They have signed. Mm. Max Scherzer has turned the Mets down. Yeah. He has signed 3 years, $150 million with the Twins.
No, it's not that, and it's not a huge nugget.
Carlos Correa has signed for $400 million.
No, it's not that. Twins have claimed right-handed reliever Trevor McGill from the Cubs. That's not the huge nugget. Right? That's the interesting part of this is that to make room for him on the 40-man roster, they've outrighted Jake Cave, who's seen significant time over the last few years.
I'm devastated.
Off the 40-man roster.
I know I'm devastated. Nice guy, but he's played way too much of late. It was time to say goodbye to Jake. You think that's not quite as big as if they would have signed Scherzer?
I mean, it's not quite. Not quite the Scherzer or...
Close.
Carlos Correa type of deal. But they're running out of pitchers, by the way, that are free agents.
I know I'm stunned.
Well, I'm not stunned that the Twins, you know, haven't been more aggressive. I am stunned that as many teams are signing guys as they are, given the uncertainty surrounding the collective bargaining agreement that's expiring tomorrow.
Zero. This is my surprise. Zero.
Yeah.
Because they're addicted. They're addicted.
Especially in Texas, apparently.
Yeah.
Woof.
Kim Potter case and Chris Cuomo when we come back. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori. Presently minority owners, soon to be the majority owners of the Timberwolves. Mark and Alex join the show in 10 minutes. The news today, Dan, from the Potter trial, we're at three jurors and Paul Ng in questioning, saying Officer Potter will testify and tell you what she remembered and happened. Saying this to jurors, so you will know, not just from the video, but from the officers at the scene and Officer Potter herself, what was occurring. Does not surprise me. Does it surprise you?
No. I mean, in a case like this, I think her testimony is going to be crucial for her defense, especially if they're, you know, going to say that it was completely an accident, then she has to get up there and say that. So.
Yeah, and obviously you had the Attorney General's office coming in on the first degree, and many attorneys, including our guy Joe Freeberg, who doesn't agree with that decision, said it was due to political pressure. Video is awfully compelling on her reaction and instantly stunned. And try to prove the first degree, I think, is going to be very difficult myself. But obviously, we will continue to provide extensive coverage on that story. This is far from the first time we've talked about Chris Cuomo and his involvement with his brother, Andrew Cuomo, then governor, facing significant accusations on multiple topics, but in particular when the former governor was facing accusations from a series of women on sexual harassment and abuse. More details coming out about the role Chris Cuomo was playing in contact with Melissa DeRosa, Andrew Cuomo's top aide, where it looks to be very clear, Dan, that Chris Cuomo was doing some of his own reporting, not for the story, not for CNN, but to aid his brother in helping his brother fight off accusations, which at this point look awfully truthful. CNN saying, we're going to take a look at some of the new information. I got it. He's his brother. And you're loyal to family members. But I'm sorry. When you have the job that Chris Cuomo has, you need to know that you can't go anywhere near your brother in a formal role. You cannot. So this idea that this wasn't formal, but he was coordinating with Andrew Cuomo and the staff on how to push back, and then Chris is doing reporting to try to refute allegations. Said it months ago. I'll say it again. Chris Cuomo should have been fired. This isn't complicated. Chris Cuomo, for sure. Also, journalism is quick to point out the ethical problems of other outlets, Fox News included, by the way, when he's right on that. But there's no defending this, Dan. I'm sorry. You have to say to your brother, I love you. I hope you're right, but I can't get involved at all. That's not what he did. He was involved day after day after day, including checking on other reports from fellow journalists and trying to tip off Andrew Cuomo. And CNN thinks they have a leg to stand on this story. They don't. He should be gone.
He should. And, you know, we've talked about credibility in journalism with Brian Williams not too long ago. And this is just another example. In fact, it's probably a more egregious example than what Brian did of what you, why you have to have a certain level, that a certain line that you cannot cross in that industry.
And it's not close.
No, it's not at all.
Passed it a long, long time ago. All right, let's get to the break. We will be joined by Mark Valori and Alex Rodriguez from the Timberwolves when we come back on the Home of the Wolves, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.